You stayed with me. What a privilege to be allowed to offer you as what is termed a master teacher, a master of Israel, a master of this world, a master of the universe. Master means teacher. Fundamentally, Jesus taught resurrection through demonstration. Yet it could not include the idea of the reasoning process by which you can come to know your own perfection. Okay? So our Course in Miracles, from the mind of Jesus, outside of time, has entered in to the reassociation to bring about a light where there was previously darkness. So much of the scripture talks about light, doesn't it? What's the fundamental premise? Remember, the miracle will act as a catalyst, breaking up erroneous ideas of self-concept that make you believe that you're a body confined to this little place of pain and death. Yet what does he remind us of in the scripture? You brought the light with you when you came. Say to me, I brought the light with me when I came. Yeah. Go on, if you want to really recognize what he says, he's going to say, you are the light of the world. He's going to tell you that the salvation of the world indeed depends on you. He's also going to say to you, use me. Trust me with this. Use me. I'm using him. What do I care about the Sanhedrin and the Sadducees and the priests and the popes and the dictators and the presidents and the bringers of salvation with temporal ideas of continuing death? Nothing. Why would I? He's risen. He demonstrated to me the impossibility of death. Swear not to die, you Holy Son of God. You made a bargain within the continuum of time that you can't keep. Do you believe me? This is from Jesus. Do you believe me? Do you believe that you are whole and perfect as you were created? Just say yes. You don't have to believe you believe, but you have to express through his message the certainty that this is what you want to be true. As a teacher of God, I'm very much aware of the difficulty you have. Let's use an example of forgiving your brother. terrible acts that are being performed out there make forgiveness literally impossible. Fortunately, the message is not to forgive what's out there. The message in the Sermon on the Mount reminds you to forgive the thoughts you have about him within your own mind. The entire nature of the scripture of the resurrected Savior Jesus is, in a very fundamental sense, as you think, you'll get the result of your mind. This, of course, would be the Sermon on the Mount. Say to me, what goes around comes around. Everything that you put out there is going to come back to you somewhere in time. This is why we're not concerned about an objective God who's going to punish us and judge us. Because this scripture of Jesus reminds you that as you think, you will then act. And if I can get you to change your mind about how you feel about yourself, the world will change, because the world objectively is representing an idea you have about yourself. I don't want to get away from his instructions to Nicodemus, because this is really what I'm offering you. And I want to see if you can see with me now in this new enlightening procedure that what this scripture says and what he said to Nicodemus is what I'm telling and showing you now. Listen. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. This is so fundamental. Oh, you caught me reading out of the Bible here. The enjoyment that I can express to you, many of you, many of you are sharing this with me. When I began my revelatory experiences, they were fundamentally based on the totality of my inability to solve the problem. Those of you who have checked my record understand and believe somewhere that had I not been reborn, I would be a 76-year-old carcass of carbon and hydrogen and oxygen. But since I have been reborn, stand by, and can you hear this, and was reborn this morning at 6:30, I can represent to you a converting agency of light and demonstrating to you very simply that time itself is not sequential. And through this message of resurrection, we can be reborn together in this continuum, okay? As it says in the scripture, listen, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now what are you going to do? You body carcass, you're telling me that you're going to have to remain within this association and go through a death experience within your body form in order to hear this message, and you're wrong. What I am offering you is the certainty that available to you through being born again is the entirety of the converting nature of the miracle that will perfectly what? Heal the sick and raise the dead. Do you believe me? It's more than faith, but it begins with the idea of God dependency. See that with me? You've been very busy with your egos going around in this world, demonstrating your capacity to protect yourself from the fear of this place, and you're very successful at it. And the result of that protection is annihilation. I'm here with you now, through this resurrected mind, telling you it's not possible. I am offering to demonstrate to you at this time an idea that we can share together through, remember, transfiguration of the light form, the molecular association of the specialization, of the redundancy, of the occupation of separation that represents our body in a single moment of the certainty that a spiritual body, an entire revelation of yourself through the change of your mind, is standing right next to you, right there. You want to call that body Jesus? Please do. You remember with me, Jesus as a mind or body cannot mean more to you than you mean to yourself. You listen carefully to me. This is the fundamental teaching. As you change your mind, this world will change. My certainty that you are the living Son of God comes from my rebirth, where I recognized myself in a relationship with the universe rather than in this little hovel of dark energy, of the capacity of the idea of the retention of creative reality. Listen, he's still talking to Nicodemus, just as I'm still talking for the next 18 minutes to you. That whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Look with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For goodness sake, why do you complicate it? Okay? The complication is not really what disturbs me. Obviously, you complicate it by the conceptual idea that you're a body occupying this space. I think if I'm disturbed by anything, it's your fundamental inability to accept in a true sense the possibility that you're whole and perfect as you were created. And if you're not, it's going to require, say to me, miracle. It's going to require a miracle of the change of the continuum of time that you now occupy. This Course in Miracles is nothing but a mind training in the shortening of sequential time that is the continuum of your misidentity of yourself. Okay? Now, God has sent you through the resurrection of Jesus to represent the entirety of divine man, of spiritual man, as he escapes the bondage of space-time. Listen. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Are you troubled by that? Look, you look with me. You're fundamentally troubled by the idea that our Savior Jesus came to save you, not to condemn you for your sins and ask you to repent. The sole requirement for your entering the kingdom of heaven is to recognize through his mind your own perfection. The idea that he has come to condemn you, and I watch some of you so-called Christians operating on the premise that sin is out there and Jesus is going to cast out all the evil of the devil. All I can assure you of is you may believe that if you choose, but the idea that a totally loving God from out of time in eternal life would offer to me anything but a moment of forgiveness and love is totally senseless. And if you'll be reasonable with me and get past the prejudice of your eye for an eye attitude, you might be willing to share with me your individual responsibility for resurrection, without which there's no possibility you can escape this continuum of time. The emergence of the basic necessity for individual mind transformation is the basis for the offering of my video as Master Teacher to you. Where two or more are gathered, I will be there. He begins to become excited at the prospect that you there are turning to the associations of your mind next to you within the continuum. And through a revelatory re-identity of yourself, are beginning to share with him in a consort of love and forgiveness, a recognition of a new parameter of time. Practice. I will abide with you until the end of time. Maybe we'll get to that in this scripture. Huh? Are you listening? He left you for a moment, prepared the place in another continuum of time, and has returned and is with you now in this space and in this time. There he is right there. Here he is right with me. Watch. Okay? I remember when I was undergoing my revelation, when he talked to me, he says, hey, greater things will you do than I have done because I've ascended to the Father. When I come back now, I'm going to come with the entirety of this continuum of time. This is a direct instruction to me. Okay, you act like Nicodemus if you want to, but to question my revelation or my revelation is actually nonsense to me. Huh? You question me from the perspective of denying me even conceptually. Are you ready? I'll practice with you from my Savior. You are whole and perfect as you were created. Say that to me in the first person. You? Say to me, I'm whole and perfect as I was created. All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. I am in a transition of my mind based on my determination as a disciple to perform an act of being born again through releasing the idea that I'm a body and that I can suffer pain and that I can die. So, Nicodemus, or whoever you are, you ask me where my power comes from? My power comes from God. I can heal the sick and raise the dead because I have all power given to me by God. Curiously, why do you continue to question me about it? You can question me from the perspective of natural man, but the requirement to be born again, okay, through a reasoning process of self-recognition are the teachings of this Course in Miracles through the mind of Jesus. Here's a little more scripture. Here we go. This is good, tough scripture. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of Man. Now, fortunately for you, that scripture says you're condemned already. All you have to remember with me, that already is already over. You don't have to use your Old Testament within your conceptual association to justify a place in time that has already passed, all right? In that sense, in sin, you are condemned to eternal hell. All you had to remember with me is in the prophecy of the conversion of your idea of separation, okay? You have taken time which you previously demonstrated sequentially and allowed this moment to be the time of your rebirth. When? Now. Where? Here. Practice the miracle with me. You're the light of the world. Huh? There you did it. You don't realize the process of healing the sick and raising the dead. The joy that you're beginning to feel is the actual performance of it. Are you beginning to recognize other associations? Turn and look at the guy next to you. We always like to practice this. Who's the guy next to you? You want to practice with me a minute? The guy next to you is your savior. Did you hear that? Well, he sure doesn't act like much of a savior to me. Well, you're not acting much like a savior to yourself. The idea that you could find a correspondence in allowing the light to come into your mind. Did I do John 1? In the beginning was the Word. If I stick around long enough here, my time is about up. I'd love to do the New Testament scripture. But you'll stay with me in a very short period of time. If you're really dedicated to the teachings of Jesus, I can teach you the necessity that the recognition of the scripture, although it originally is in parables and metaphors and descriptions of association in time, as your mind evolves to the reasoning process of the singularity of your association with heaven, you won't speak in parables anymore, except perhaps the one of telling me the town that you were born and raised in, how you underwent an experience, and as you go out and attempt and demonstrate healing the sick and raising the dead, you're immediately attacked by the world. Because this world is designed to deny what's occurring in our association with each other at this time. Scripture time. So here's the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Listen with me, for everyone that doth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Listen, but he that doth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. What does he mean, do truth? What does he mean, manifest? He who does truth with his mind, through his enlightenment, recognize a manifest of the species of man, the entire memory patterns of the idea of Homo sapien, from the beginning of time to the end of time. In that sense, you're a manifestation of memories contained within organizations of objective space-time based on the idea of a location within the universe. I have come into your location. Let's go to galactic association, where there's a black hole in which you have been determined to love the darkness of your definition of yourself rather than releasing to the light. Yet it's inevitable in an expanding and contracting universe that you will not recognize yourself within some time frame and finally allow the idea of a more rapid extension of yourself out into the universe to occur. Because the time will come and did when you will recognize this. Okay? Where is it going to occur? In your mind. How am I offering you the solution of your own resurrection of body form through the power of my mind in my recognition through revelation? Okay? That my power comes from the universe, and if I don't resist what we call through the event horizon, the idea that the Galactic Association, when it attempts to go out and establish communication, It is held in the bondage of its previous identity. This is so beautifully expressed in Sermon on the Mount. He ends up back exactly where he started. Since he's unsuccessful at the performance of what he is determined to justify, he holds grievances. He suffers pain and loss by the idea that something out there, and most particularly blaming God for this, is responsible for all the things that are happening in his mind. Not true. Now, the moment of devastation that I experienced in the totality of my inability to solve the problem is instantly reorganized into an association that you describe as being born again. Many, many of you now, through this video, through the scripture from Jesus, have undergone these born-again experiences only to find yourself unable to express to the world the miracle that occurred. And this is true of so many of the Christian spiritual healers. How I love him. What's the name of the guy? Benny Hinn. He's very determined that he can perform miracles, and he does. He has to be very careful with it because there's a tendency to doubt himself in relationship with the miracle that's being performed. All he need do now is listen with Jesus to my certainty that he's really not doing anything anyway. All of the light of the universe is all around him. When he releases his own defense, it's the mind of Jesus and the Holy Spirit that does the work. Maybe they'll let me on the Trinity Broadcasting System. I love to teach resurrection. I'll be right back. That 30 minutes is up. Stay with me and we'll share some miracles together. Because God goes with us wherever we go, being the mind with which we're thinking and the power we're employing to recognize each other in this time. Shall we say it? God bless us, each and every one. He is risen. He is risen indeed. So 27 minutes to go in this teaching of your own revelation. You might want to look at me at the prospect of managing time within your conceptual mind a little differently than you heretofore have done. You have a tendency to believe that the appearance of Jesus, let's use that as an example, was 2,000 years ago. Or there's some sort of ancient wisdom that you can go back in time and find an answer to your future references. Our Savior Jesus, in this scripture as we're performing it, says to you, when he begins to address the populace, says, the time will come, and did. Because he's very much aware that no continuum of time in the continuity of the idea of sharing, let's call it particle wave associations, or the idea of dark light, cannot at any instant not contain the entirety of the solution. So Jesus literally, in that short time that he was here, is representing the short time that you have to be here by showing you a new direction that you can find in your mind. Say to me, time is not sequential. All of those you think who have passed on and are somehow dead and you're going to have to follow them to the grave, why not understand through just a simple admission of resurrection that anywhere in time your body formulation is undergoing an experience of resurrection here and now? Listen to this from our Course in Miracles. Time can release as well as in present, depending on whose interpretation of it you use. Look, past, present, and future are not continuous unless you force continuity on them. You can perceive them as continuous and make them so for you, but do not be deceived and then believe that this is how it is. For to believe reality is what you would have it be according to your use for it is delusional. What does Jesus say to you in this regard, natural man? If you hold on to contingencies of the observation of your conceptual self, you'll be condemned to this sequence of time, all right? You'll then sequence it with the idea that you were born here, you occupy this body, you get old within the agency of the formulation of a continuity of time, and you what? You are annihilated. This teaching from Jesus says exactly this. You've been born here. You're maturing. You're attempting to share love. You're looking around for solutions to problems. You apparently find them, yet you remain within physical demonstration of your body. Here I am. I'm offering you this, what did you think I was, a three-quarter century old carcass that has a distinct memory of being born again and is using that memory of being born again to formulate alternate conceptual ideas about our relationship with each other that will heal us. The Christian healers are much further along than even they know. Somebody yells, suddenly, I am healed, and he is healed. The problem you have with miracles is there immediately is a conceptual need to justify the miracles when Jesus just got through telling them that the healing comes from his mind and the Holy Spirit, not from their conceptual association. So if you're going to condemn this old conceptual carcass for what you think is his capacity to heal the sick and raise the dead, you will be wrong, because capacity is only contained in the entirety of the capacity of God to create and your capacity through your sonship to demonstrate to the world the healing of the sick and the raising of the dead. Listen about time. You would destroy time's continuity by breaking it into past, present, and future for your own purpose. You would anticipate the future on the basis of your past experience and plan for it accordingly. Listen, yet by doing so, you're aligning past and future and not allowing the miracle which could intervene between them to free you to be what? Born again. Listen, the present is before time was and will be when time is no more. In it are all things that are eternal, and they are one. Their continuity is timeless, and their communication is unbroken, for they are not separated by the past. Only the past can separate, and it is nowhere. So it's about time for some miracles. Look with me. Time has been adjusted within our conceptual identities of the nature of our apparent separation. It's totally non-communicative as natural man. into a process of self-recognition where we share the fundamental responsibility of utilizing the power of our mind demonstrated by healing, by conversion, by spontaneous remission, by the recognition that through this mind of our Savior, now recognized by us in the reflection of the power we have been given in resurrection, to see that we're whole and perfect. I would appreciate, and this is from Jesus, who I am sharing my certainty of mastership with, having left this world and returned momentarily to direct you, I would much appreciate your tolerance with me in the location of my body within this time. Because as our Savior Jesus would remind you, this world will attack you, okay, through justifying your body form. Look with me. This is inevitable because I'm appearing for you as a body who appears to occupy this space. You look up my record and sure enough, I was born over somewhere in the Midwest and I went through devastating experiences in what you call the Second World War. I stood in an atomic bomb area where 100,000 people had been united, annihilated, and united in with each other in heaven, and began to question in a fundamental sense, okay, that the devastation I experienced could not be a part of reality or truth. Is there anything new in my individual experience? How could there be? Yet until those experiences of loss and loneliness and pain and death could be converted through service to those who appeared to be suffering. This is our definition from Jesus of what a teacher of God is. This is the certainty of the necessity for a Samaritan idea. The idea that many of you watching this video have attempted to go out into the world and feed the starving masses and offer the necessity for peace within chaos, only to feel the frustration of the inevitability of annihilation within time that continues to plague you in the idea of separation or that this is life. Will you share this with me? This is from Jesus. This is not what life is. The conceptual idea of your establishment, your father, the idea that you are located in this space-time is not true. We are from heaven. We are about to ascend up to heaven again in a moment's recognition of each other. We have the dilemma that the miracle conversion, miracle procedures, spontaneous remissions, I no longer suffer from that disease, and the inevitable challenge of the conceptual mind in the manner in which it came about. In our Course in Miracles, and demonstrated in the New Testament, this is called crucifixion. If there's one thing left in your idea of the necessity to recognize your own saviorship through his resurrection, it's the fear of the attack that this world is going to perform on you as you stand up and declare in a continuing revelation your certainty that there is no death, and that you can in fact heal the sick and raise the dead. Because this world is what death is. There is no death. He is risen. Not 2,000 years ago. Will you try a word with me that I would use were I to continue to do the Bible scripture? say to me, abide. Abide. Wherever you are located, the complete nature of the Christ mind abides with you, because you are the light of the world, the catalyst of converting agencies of conceptual reasonableness. Come on, lawyer and doctor and Indian chief. The credentials that identify you as a human being are justifying your body association. Yet it's impossible that you're not employing a power of light that is horrendously greater, more devastating than the littleness with which you identify yourself. So you protect yourself and suffer your own annihilation. This will be a conversion of the form of you through this miracle. Can you prove it to this world? What would you prove? When you undergo a shortening of your time association, you no longer occupy that space in time. The power to perform that act is the fundamental teaching of the healing process of Jesus. Listen to just four more minutes of scripture, and then we'll perform some miracles that will relieve you entirely of the burden to occupy that body. Listen. Very simply and very emphatically, a little John 5 here. I'm back just for a moment. Jesus has performed miracles, all right? And he's healed a man that everybody knew was sick. It's the kind of thing that are going on with the Christian healers. Suddenly somebody's running up and demonstrating his wellness, and all of the skeptics saying, no, he's not healed. The miracle healers are not quite certain yet how to handle it. My admonishment to them is, don't try to handle it. A miracle is a miracle is a miracle. Even the name of Jesus is totally meaningless, except in the concept you have in regard to yourself and what you think you are. The performance of the miracle is indeed the most natural thing that you could ever do, if all of your power comes from God, and through a moment of the entirety of the forgiveness of the grievance you hold against the guy, even though you may express it as love, he will be whole and perfect and healed as he were created, and will demonstrate that certainty by going out into the world and saying, I was healed by, say your name. Yeah, turn to the guy next to you and you say, wow, you healed me. The entire formulation of this scripture from Jesus is going to say, you have assumed the role of healing the sick and raising the dead through your recognition by your own transformation of the message that he's giving you, not 2,000 years ago, but right here and now. Guys, I love to teach the message of Jesus. Shall I tell you why? It's how I got it. Say to me, I'm grateful. I would think you would be. Because what just happened to you could not possibly happen to you as a human being. You were determined to grit your teeth, suffer an eye for an eye, exchange and get old and die. Suddenly, you just entertained. You thought about the possibility of this message, and you were well. Now you're out in the world going, wow, why was there? Yeah, tell us about it. So, what joy are we really experiencing through this Course in Miracles? A new continuum of time, all right, where we are very close to the gate of heaven. And we're recognizing all of those who have suffered and gone through death, who are now rising up with us based on this message. Listen. John 5:14. Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. I'll talk to you about sin and healing in just a moment. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and thought to slay him because he'd done these things on the Sabbath. Listen to what Jesus says. My Father worketh hitherto, and now I work. It's the same idea fundamentally that the miracle has already been accomplished, and he's going to utilize the power of God to heal the sick. But listen now to the message that he's going to give to you. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, listen, making himself equal with God. Here I am. I'm going to threaten you. You're equal with God. Curious human being. Why would the entire creator of eternal life create something other than his own perfection? Be reasonable. The equality of God is not based on your earthly association with yourself, but through the resurrection of Jesus, a re-identity of who you really are in your transformation from fleshy man to spiritual man. Listen about miracles. Then Jesus said, look, verily I say unto you, the Son of Man can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doth, these also doth the Son likewise. Sorry about that. That's so uncompromising in its statement that you have no idea how to handle the fundamental idea that the power of the universe is available to you if you'll stop trying to identify yourself in this little hovel of location based on the idea that you are separated from the entire universe, separated with billions of galaxies and billions of star formulations outside of you, and that you're condemned to this little molecular form of mass within containments of hydrogen and oxygen, the nitrogen cloud that surrounds you, when this scripture, as demonstrated by you here and now, is going to show you that your power comes from your Father and is totally available to you at this time. Listen. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. Here we go. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quicketh them, even so the Son quicketh whom he will. How are you going to handle that? How are you going to handle my certainty that I had to come to you in a replication of a species, Homo sapien, in an illusionary association of body form, to demonstrate to you my resurrection, in which I now return in an idea of space-time. This is all, of course, from Jesus, to show you your inherent capacity to heal the sick and raise the dead. Is that what the scripture says? Two more sentences here and you're really going to turn me off. Because if you don't turn me off at this time and place, you're going to have to recognize that the scripture, or the act of your conversion, is being performed right here and now. It's too late. the light that's now entering into you will get you to confirm this scripture, not 2,000 years ago in his death and resurrection and all the nonsense of the temple, but the immediacy of the availability of through it, through this Course in Miracles. Listen, I just have to finish this. For as a father raiseth up the dead and quicketh them, even so the Son quicketh whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment to the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which has sent him. Listen, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Listen, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. I'm out of time. Am I out of time? I'm down to 2 minutes in the revelation that I'm offering you. Okay? That's all right. Why? This scripture is going to be available to you right now, even though when you're reading this, it appears to have happened 1,000 years ago. Turn and look at the guy next to you. I want you to see the light of your mind is going to transform him through the healing process. There it is. Did you see that? Here. The power to heal the sick and raise the dead has been given you through this video. Look at me. You know me. You know me very well. I'm a projection of your mind that you previously identified by your determination to retain yourself as separate. Having heard the message of our Savior Jesus, you will reenact the transfiguration of your body, which will heal all the bodies around you, and we will resurrect together into the kingdom of God. Thank you for your tolerance of my certainty, of your perfection, regardless of what this world has told you. You stay with us in this Course in Miracles from Jesus. The reports coming in about healing now will be proof of your capacity to demonstrate through forgiveness and love our recognition of each other. The time has come indeed when we will utilize this power to resurrect, because God goes with us wherever we go, being the mind with which we think and share these moments of passionate recognition. Shall we say it together? God bless us, each and every one, at this moment of healing. Welcome home. You've released the bondage of yourself, and it's released heaven to you. An incredible idea. Thank you. We're sitting together right now. It's called a holy place, and it can never be taken from you. From this moment on, as you walk out into this world, this moment of a direct contact with the universe will be available to you. Never again will you have to experience the need to go through another death process, for he is risen. He is risen indeed in action. Here and now. Welcome home.